Good morning, everyone. This is Apostle George. I'm doing a special session on this morning. God laid it on my heart to do this session of In the Room with Jesus on testimonies of encounters with God and his angels. So let's just start out right quick with a little prayer. Father, I just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come in the name of Jesus, repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly. What's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Father, to forgive me, create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Lord, I'm asking that you will speak through me this morning, Father, what you want me to speak, how you want me to speak it, Lord God, that others may be encouraged, oh God, and they may look at these testimonies and see where you're moving in their life in this hour, in this season. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for those that need a physical healing on this morning, that you will heal them, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, from the soles of their feet to the crown of their head. And Father, I pray for those that need an emotional healing, Lord God, that you heal them emotionally, Lord God. Those who are carrying scars, oh God, from bad decisions, bad relationships, any baggages in their life today, Lord God, you said that who the Son set free is free indeed. So I'm asking you this morning to set your people free, Lord God. And let a lot of people experience your love and your compassion like they never have before. These and other blessings I ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I don't know, you know, quite where to start. As God was dealing with me this morning, he was like, get on and do a live cast about testimonies. Some of my testimonies where I've experienced God. And, you know, God and his holy angels in supernatural ways. Some of my stories are going to be funny. I'm only going to do a couple of my testimonies this morning, and I'll do some more later on. So I guess I want to start here. Years ago, when I first accepted my calling to preach the gospel, I was in this ministry here in Dallas, and I was on the praise and worship team at one point. And so as I was on this praise and worship team, you know, I had already left the church two times and came back because I was really sensing that it was time for me to move on, before I just couldn't move on at that time. And so when I got back in that particular church, I really wanted to fully be there. I didn't want to just be just a bench warmer. So I joined the praise and worship team, and I never forget, we had an engagement one night that was going to be in Grand Prairie, Texas. And in that, we supposed to be meeting up at the church at a certain time. The time that we supposed to be meeting up at the church was very, you know, it was a very common time for us to meet up. And it was like very, very specific. I got to the church, I was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And at that time, I had this little Mitsubishi Mirage. I had a 1995 Mitsubishi Mirage. And, you know, if you've been in a 1995 Mitsubishi Mirage, the windows are roll up windows, roll up and roll up and down. They're not automatics. So as I was in the car, you know, waiting at the church, I waited for a long time. I kept looking at the time and I'm like, Lord, I've been sitting here way longer past the time that we're supposed to meet. And so I was like, well, Lord, I remember the exit that they said that we were supposed to take off the freeway. They told us to exit on Carrier Parkway off of 20. That's all I remember. I didn't remember the name of the church. I didn't remember who was the pastor of the church or nothing. So because I was so determined to make sure that my presence was there and that I was, you know, being obedient and doing what I was supposed to do and everything to the fullness, I decided to go on and drive off and just believe God. I was like, Lord, I'm just asking you to just show me, lead me to the church. No name of the church, no pastor's name, no nothing. So I'm like, Lord, I'm just believing you to lead me to the church. And so as I was asking the Lord to do that, I'm driving and it was cold during this time. I can't remember what month it was in, but it was cold. And I had the heater on in my car. And normally when I have the heater on in my car, I normally, when the heater's on, I normally do not let the window down. But on this particular night, it was on me to have the window crack. So we're talking about encounters with God and his angels. And so I had the window cracked on that night. And I was like, Lord, okay. I'm like, I'm doing stuff I normally don't do. So I exit off on Carrier Parkway. And as I exit off, I'm just driving. I've gotten like more than halfway down Carrier Parkway. I could sense that I was getting closer to 30. I had exited off of I-20 and I could tell that I was getting closer to 30. And I was like, Lord, I know I've passed this place up. And I didn't know the name of the place. Like I said, I didn't know the pastor name or the church or nothing. And I'm just driving by faith. So then I'm turning back around. I'm trying to drive and drive and drive. And the Spirit of God, I got to a certain point. I was just about to give up. And I was like, Lord, this is crazy. I'm like, what I'm asking you to do is crazy. I'm like, I'm asking you to take me to a place that I do not know the name of or don't know the name of the church. So then I'm about to come up on this 7-Eleven on Carrier Parkway. And right when before I could come up on the 7-Eleven, the Holy Spirit said, turn right here. So I got excited. I'm like, so when I got ready to turn, I saw it was a payphone. You know, they said, y'all know this was a long time ago because it was a payphone. And so I saw it was a payphone there. And as I saw the payphone, the Spirit of God was like, he deviled me. He was like, I was like, oh, you want me to call somebody? So I got excited. I got up, jumped out of my car, y'all. Left the car running. I was so excited because, you know, I was believing God, the leading God me. Left the car running and locked my door with my car running. Didn't realize because I was so excited. I'm getting on the phone. I'm trying to call people to see if somebody might not have left their house yet. They might know the name of the church or whatever, have the address or whatever, so I could get there. Y'all, I could reach nobody. So right when I was getting ready to go back to my car, our drummer pulled up. And I was so excited. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, Lord, you had me to pull over because the drummer was gonna pull over. He couldn't remember the address of the church, and he had somebody that he knew he could get a hold to that he was gonna call to get the address. And so he got on the phone and called. And so when he got the address, we realized we were just right down the street from our location. And so I knew I wasn't late because if the drummer hadn't showed up yet, I wasn't gonna be late to do my part on the praise and worship team. And so I was like, oh yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I'm getting ready to go get in the car. The car is locked. Now, mind you, I told you all I had left my window cracked, and I said I normally didn't do that, you know, when I had the heater on. So as I got ready to go back to the car, and you see in the doors locked, I was like, oh my God. I was like, Lord, I can't believe this. I said, I done locked this door. And now my keys is in the ignition, car was on and everything. So my drummer was like, well, maybe we can get something out of my trunk or something and see if we can get it through the window. So, you know, he tried to hang on. The hanger didn't work because those locks on there was those kind of, they wasn't automatic locks, so they were the locks you flip. So the hanger wasn't heavy enough or nothing like that, but it was thin enough to get through the crack in the window, but it wasn't heavy enough. So in my mind's eye, I was praying to God, and I said, and in my mind, I was imagining what I needed. And I was like, well, Lord, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I need a stick. And I was telling him the shape that I needed the stick to be in, because I felt like, well, a stick would be heavy enough to kind of push the lock. And so there was this tree next to the 7-Eleven, and it's nighttime. So let me just break this down to you too. It's nighttime. So, you know, it's not like, everything's going to be real visible. You know, except for the lights that was in the parking lot. So the Lord told me to walk over to the tree that was next to the 7-Eleven. I walked over to the tree. I looked down. There was a stick in the shape that I was asking y'all. Either, and you know, it's nighttime. I can't hardly see. And at first, I was like, is that a snake? Because of the way it looked. And so the Spirit of God was like, no, pick it up. And I picked up the stick. And I said, oh my God. I said, Lord, this is the exact shape of what I needed. And so I took it back to the drummer for him to put it through the window to see if he could open the door. And he still couldn't get it open. It still wasn't heavy enough. So here I go again. I'm like, man, we really need something. I said, you know, we need something that's kind of like iron or steel or something like that to get this open because it needs a little bit more weight on it and it needs to be a certain shape to get inside that window. So the drummer told me to go inside the 7-Eleven and ask them if they had anything that would be along those lines. What I was talking about, the man was like, nah, we don't have anything. So I was walking back to the car, to tell the drummer, nah, they didn't have anything like that. And the Holy Spirit told me, he said, walk back to the tree again. So I walked back to the tree again. And when I walked back to the tree again, in the same spot that the stick was in, there was this iron piece that was shaped exactly like the stick. And when I got back to the car with the drummer with this iron piece, and he used this, the car, he got the door right open. To this day, this car is in the garage at my house. I'm supposed to be selling this car, but I said before I sell it, I'm gonna take that iron piece out of the back window of the car, because I always kept it in the back window of the car as a sign to me that God answers prayers and that he will guide you. Because notice I told you the Spirit of God told me to turn. He knew the drummer was on his way. God knew that I was serious about my commitment to my church and to him. And so I was trying to do what I was supposed to be doing. So, you know, that's just one testimony. So, you know, I'm like, Lord, okay, where are you want me to go with this? We're talking about testimonies of encounters with God and his angels. So this one that I'm getting ready to talk about is an encounter with an angel. And I have a lot of angel encounter stories, but this is one of them. I was helping a minister friend of mine. They were supposed to be moving. And I had started helping them to move. And they lived in Arlington at the time. And they was trying to move to Oak Cliff. You know, in Dallas, Texas. Oak Cliff is in Dallas, Texas. And so they was trying to move to Oak Cliff. And I started out helping them. But in the midst of the move, I had to take my mother out of town to her hometown for something that was just a couple of hours away. And so I told them, I said, hey, when I get back, if you're not through, I'm going to come back through and finish helping you. And they was like, oh, okay. So mind you, my minister friend was a strong spiritual warrior. Okay. And so they prayed all the time and everything. And I remember they were telling me about the apartment complex that they was in, that there was a lot of demonic activity there. You know, they let me know that there was a witch living upstairs above them and everything like that, you know. And so, you know, they was talking about how the Lord was using them in prayer to hold back the dark forces and stuff, and how he told them that when they left, that it was going to be let loose. So I'm driving, I'm pulling up in the parking lot of this apartment complex, and I'm sitting up and I'm seeing it looks different. I'm like, this apartment complex really do look different for some reason today. And I noticed that it was a lot of, like, you know, those trash cans that people have out that they put fire in. They start fires in a big old trash cans. I think they might made out of like iron. It's either iron or steel. I think it's iron it's made out of. And you know how they put wood and stuff in there and they make the fires and stuff. So I'm seeing a lot of these trash cans out at different points in the parking lot. And I'm like, well, what is these people doing out here? And I'm like, they doing, having something. Or so then I saw a couple of barbecue pits. So I was like, okay, well, maybe they having some type of gathering, you know, at the complex or whatever. And so as I'm paying attention to this, I'm driving, because I'm driving real slowly because I'm being nosy. I'm looking, right? And I see, give you the best way I could describe this, I see these individuals, their bodies were connected to each other, and they had three heads. The two outside heads were men heads, and they had afros on their head. The middle head was a female's head, and she had an afro too. And I'm looking, and they had on like this robe to cover their body, but they was all attached to one body. And I'm like, what the heck is that? You know, I was like, Lord, I was like, what is that? So then my first thought was, is that a demon? Because, you know, I've seen all kinds of demons. I've seen all kinds of I've experienced all kinds of things. I was like, Lord, I said, that come crazy. Look, so I was like, I know it's got to be a demon. So I get out of my car when I get around to my friend's apartment, and I'm knocking on the door and stuff. And I was like, I didn't get no answer. So then I said, well, let me walk around to the back, because you could walk around to the back of their apartment. I said, I can knock on the back window in case they got music on where they can't hear me or something like that. So I get around to the back, and in the back, you know how some of those apartment complexes, in the center of the apartment complex, they got the grass. It's like a big grassy field-like area in the center. This is the way this apartment complex was set up. And as I knocked on the window and stuff, and I noticed that one there, it was a lady coming up from the other end in the grass, and she was kind of like, she was walking up, and she had this big, like, scary look on her face, and she just turned around and took off running. I said, oh my God, I said, wonder where she went from. And y'all know I'm not trying to be funny. I'm a black woman, so I was like, let me get my tail about her. I was like, because I don't know what's going on. So I said, well, let me go. So when I got ready to leave, I walked back around to the front door and knocked again, and all of a sudden this voice up above to my, she's no longer here. I said, what the world? I was like, wait a minute. So they like, she's no longer here. I'm like, huh? So, and I looked up, y'all, if you've ever been to the State Fair of Texas here in Dallas, because I don't know if that ride is, I'm sure that ride is in other state fair, other fairs and stuff, but in the State Fair of Texas in Dallas, there's a ride where there's like a witch sitting up on top of the ride, and she's like rocking in a chair. This is exactly how this woman looked. She was just a heavyset version of it. I saw this woman freak me out. I said, oh my God, this woman looked like a witch. And it dawned on me that that was the witch that my friend had told me about. So y'all, I was like, all right, it's time for me to go. So when I turned around to get ready to go back to my car, the people that I saw coming up when I first got around the apartment complex, because it's a huge apartment complex, and she lived at the back of it. They had finally got around to the back, and they were standing looking at me, and I was like, well, what the crap is going on? They were just looking at me, and I was looking at them. And I was like, Lord, let me get my tail in the car. And at that time, I noticed they were looking at me. I said, Lord, why are they not coming in closer? God peeled back the scales from my eyes and allowed me to see this big old huge angel that was standing next to me with a sword, and he had on a blue robe. And I was like, oh my God. So I got in the car and I started driving out, and they were just standing there looking at me, you know, they were just looking. And as they were standing there looking, I was like, Lord, what happened to the angel that was with me? And Holy Spirit opened up my eyes and let me see. He was sitting on top of the roof of my car with his sword, and he was laid in a certain position toward them with the sword, like, come on if you want to. This is just two testimonies of some things that I've experienced in my life. I'm telling my testimonies because God has put it on my heart, and he's letting me know it's a lot of people that have a lot of testimonies out there. And it's a lot of people that's got a lot of stuff that's out here on media. Some stuff I kind of be wondering about. I be kind of wondering, is that really true? You know, but I know that God is an awesome God. And I know God speaks, because when I was telling you about my testimony earlier, he told me to turn. And it was no small, still voice. You know, people kill me with the, oh, God always speaks in a small, still voice. He don't always speak in no small, still voice. God speaks to you the way you need to hear. Matter of fact, there's a scripture in the Bible that says that you will hear a word behind your ear to say turn left or turn right. That is scripture. So that means that's an audible voice, because if it's behind your ear, then that means it's audible. And so I heard an audible voice tell me that. He didn't speak it to my heart. Now, in the situation where the angel was with me and he opened my eyes and let me see all that stuff, you know, that one, he kind of spoke to my spirit, man, you know, opened up my spiritual eyes and let me see on that part. But in the future, I got more testimonies. I'm going to tell you, I have a whole lot of testimonies. And so instead of typing these things out, God was like, get on there and start telling your testimonies. People need to know that there's other people out here that have experienced God, you know, just because a person is not a big name in the gospel doesn't mean that they don't have experiences with the Lord. And I've had a lot of experiences with God, and I look forward to being able to share some of my other experiences with you at a later date. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. And remember, if you need prayer, you can text in your prayer request at 214-507-3626, or you can send an email to wamthenconquerors@currently.com. That's wamthanconquerors@currently.com. And we will pray for you. You know, some of you, all we will reach physically out to you and pray for you on the phone or whatever like that. Or we'll send a response back to you, whether it's through the text or through the email. And if you want just some encouragement, go on to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. We have things on there. I'm going to be adding things on there. Matter of fact, this will be added on there too. And if you don't get enough there, then go check us out. Check out our Facebook page, We Are More Than Conquerors Outreach Ministries Incorporated. And, you know, be encouraged. God is with you. His angels are with you. You have an angel that has been assigned to you here on the earth. And know that God has a plan for your life and that he loves you. So I pray God's blessings over your life, and I pray that he moves mightily in your life this day. In Jesus' name, amen.